Hello everybody, Jimmy in Seattle here, once again. We've got a couple of things to talk about regarding the episode Par Avion. Mainly concerning Locke, and of course it's a double whammy, because coming up is a Locke-centric episode. I think Ralph has a very good point he was mentioning in our previous episode. How he feels that Michael Giacchino is probably channeling a couple of different composers, different characters, notably a John Barry-style sound associated with John Locke. You can hear in the background here the track Crocodile Locke from Season 1. Way back in our early episodes, we actually talked about a similarity between that and some early John Barry scores. We're going to revisit that now. You're currently listening to some John Barry from the James Bond film You Only Live Twice. Now, if you listen to it carefully, and we mentioned this in one of our earliest episodes, there's quite a similarity to the main theme of John Locke. Listen closely. Now, if you go back to the Darmalar's episode, Every Man for Himself, which was, well, it was last year, actually, we look at this in a little more depth, actually. But if you don't bother going back, I will quickly mention that Michael Giacchino was used as a replacement for John Barry, actually, with the score for The Incredibles. They needed the Bondish Barry sound. We go into that. But this is what Ralph was talking about when he was mentioning that there seems to be a lot of John Barry channeled towards Locke, and as we often mention, a lot of Bernard Herrmann channeled towards Kate's character. You love it, don't you? So that was Locke's theme, as possibly referenced by John Barry. But Locke's theme appeared again, actually, in Par Avion. You may recall there was a variant of it when he was busy chopping his wood.
Appears to fire a sonic pulse.
I have to tell you, I absolutely hated that. I don't know, it just didn't work for me at all. Anyway, hopefully we won't hear that again. It was just a little grating, I thought. I don't know. But I'll explain. I mean, if you listen in the background now, this is actually a bit of a scene wrap-up. I thought I'd do a very brief commentary about it. But this is like your classic full strings ending to many a lost episode, and it's quite effective, and sometimes I like it. That ending there, they call that a plagal ending, or plagal cadence. Gives a sense of foreclosure. But anyway, then we move, the phrase adjusts into this new piece here. What? And this is a bit of Jerry Goldsmith, I feel. So the sequence we're looking at is Saeed Locke and Kate approaching the camp of the others. Now we're about to hear the music that I mentioned in our previous episode. Remember when Kate was, when suspicion fell on Locke with the C4 and the lying, and the strings gave this sort of Herman-esque pace to them. What I refer to as our disconcerting music. It's coming up.
Jack.
Just spied Jack. Undergrowth in the foreground, normality in the background. The grass is greener on the other side. So there you have it for this week. Basically, we've managed to cover a little bit of John Locke, and of course, in a sense, it's a bit of a preview too. Listen for Locke's theme, listen to variations, see if there's anything different. See if that particular music that we've seen twice now, that seems to be associated with the others, is ever referenced for John Locke. That could be interesting. Or Danielle. So, the next Darmalaz episode will concern John Locke. That'll be on Friday night, no doubt. Ben and Ralph will have plenty to say. I'll be doing my segment. Then there'll be a midweek show with anything we missed. Plus, of course, I'll get to preview the Nikki and Paolo episode. I can tell you quite now, I think it's unlikely that there's going to be any new music come from this. I can also suggest that if there are themes specifically for them, well, they might be sticking around. If not, who knows? We'll see.
What? You always whine about not being included? Now's our chance.
What are these other TVs for? These TVs. This guy says that there's 6 stations.
On behalf of the Darmalaz, this is Jimmy in Seattle, winding down.
Is it the others?
Brian Eno in the background, a stream with bright fish.
Is it the others?
Whatever you're up to, whatever you're planning to do, be safe, be good. Namaste.